Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
A wise man once said, "The man who is master of his own temper," no, he can control his temper, he's a master of his temper, "can be the master of anything." If you can control your temper, if you can master that, kind of like mastering your tongue, because when you fly off the handle, guess what happens? Your tongue starts, they go together. Now you turn red face and you can't help, you ain't holding it in, you're gonna let it fly. Then you got diarrhea of the mouth, and I better hush because I got all kinds of colloquialisms. If I was in you couldn't say these in Thailand and all, but anyway, you understand what I'm talking about. All these things, it's not easily provoked. You don't fly off the handle, so to speak. This kind of love does not get angry or frustrated with people. It's talking about people. Am I talking to the right people? This kind of love, not only patient, long-suffering, it's not easily provoked. I remember celebrating, they celebrating their 50th anniversary in a week too. We had a couple here years ago that celebrated their 75th wedding anniversary. That's a milestone. 75 years. She must have got married when she was 5 years old. A long time. They were pushing 100, both of them. I forget their names. Like I forgot Dale. I forget their names. It's many, many, many years ago. Asked him, "What if you could tell me one secret, just one word of advice?" And we've been married 39 years. Okay, I remember that. She reminded me the other day. Okay, their name. And I wanted a good marriage, and anyone knew. Give me one good piece of advice. And he said, "This is what I learned that keep me from having problems with my wife. A lot of fresh air." I always remembered that. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of fresh air. When something is said, instead of fussing, he just went outside, let things cool down. I'm not going to look at anybody in particular, but you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking to you. A lot of fresh air. It's not easily provoked. Okay? Then I love this one. It thinketh no evil. This kind of love. It thinketh no evil. Before I go into what this really means, what do you think that means? Thinketh no evil. What first comes to your mind? It's not a rhetorical question. I want somebody besides Danny or Tim or Jim, a non-preacher. You can be a lady if you want, okay? What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you says, "Love thinketh no evil"? Okay? That's why you're not married. It thinketh no evil. In other words, most of us think that it thinketh no evil. It's I'm not going to do something wrong. I'm not going to hit my husband. I'm not going to hit my wife. That's true, but it's a much more deeper meaning than wanting to do something bad, wanting to sin, thinking, "No, I want to do this." It's much more than that. Let me read the definition. If love finds no pleasure in anything that is wrong, it means you do not store up the memory of any wrong it has received. Is that in Spanish? You don't keep it, exactly. It does not store the memory of any wrong
things that happened.
That it has been done. Exactly. It thinks no evil. It's more than the actions. "Well, I'm not going to do this. You're going to love." Love covers a multitude of sins. They've done something to you, and you're not going to get back at them. You forget it. You've heard it before. Forgive and forget. "Well, preacher, I'll forgive, but I can't forget." Yes, you can. This kind of love thinketh no evil. You forget about it and you move on. You forgive. Is that in Spanish?
Yes.
You have something to preach about tonight. Jim's going to speak for us tonight. But that's literally what it talks about. Love will put away all the hurts of the past. Instead of clinging to them. Now we're getting real deep. It's more than just, well, I ain't going to do this, I ain't going to do that. This kind of love, it don't think evil of the other person. Not so much of yourself, but now the other, that's the one we have problems with. Because we're good Christians. I'm not going to do this, I don't think evil. I'm a good, are you? But the ones we really got to work on is when we think evil of the other person. Well, that snake, I'm going to get back at him. It does not desire any evil on yourself or on others. And I got in parentheses or quotes, you rat. I can't wait to put this in a book. I don't know how I would do this. Anymore. Remember what Jesus said, Father, forgive them. What great love. These ones that nailed him to the cross, those ones who said, crucify him, crucify him. Let his blood be upon us and our children. Remember all that? They were mocking him. Father, forgive them. He could have called 10,000 angels. He could have called fire down from heaven and destroyed every one of them. But love thinketh no evil. He thought only good things. Father, forgive them. This kind of love can only come from God. Love covers a multitude of sins. Love covers it all. All right, now let's do this last one. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It goes along with it. Iniquity is injustice and unrighteousness. This love is willing to want what's best for others. Boy, I don't want to rush this. This kind of love is willing to want what's best for others and refuses to say bad things about them. It rejoices not in iniquity and lies. Do you ever like to talk about people and sometimes you stretch the truth? This kind of love, it rejoices not in iniquity. But it rejoices in the truth. It don't rejoice in lies. It rejoices in the truth. It rejoices not in untruth, but it rejoices in the truth. That which is true. By the way, truth always prevails because Jesus himself is the way. He is the truth. He's the epitome of the truth. And he is the life. Truth will set you free. Those who have this kind of charity will not rejoice in the iniquity of life, in the iniquities of life, but rejoices as they see others walking in the truth. Again, it's not even so much talking. It is talking about yourself, but it's talking about other people. Rejoices not in iniquities and those lies, but we rejoice in the truth. And John put it this way in 1 John 3, verse number 4. 3 John, verse number 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. In truth. Rejoices not in iniquity, but this love rejoices in the truth. Our Father, we love you. Lord, we cannot comprehend the kind of love that you have for us. The Bible tells us that you commended your love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Lord, I pray that we could have this kind of love. We have the ability. You've given us all these things. Our Father, we know that this love can only come from you. Lord, we ask you as the disciples asked, Lord, increase our faith. But Lord, even beyond that, increase our love. Our love for you and our love for others. Bless the morning worship in Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.